Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Nigel Thompson, and here's what's happening. New details on charges filed against the Skipack Township supervisor and daycare owner who is accused of soliciting a minor in Maryland. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
According to charging documents filed in Hartford County, Maryland, a detective posted in a Reddit sub-forum called Boys Ask Dad, saying he was 14 years old and looking for advice on how to come out to his parents. The detective says a 38-year-old responded, later identified as Skipack Township Supervisor Nicholas Fountain. According to charging documents, Fountain continued the communication despite, the detective says, it being very clear the boy was 14 years old. The detective says Fountain graphically described things he wanted to do with the boy and, on September 22nd, sent an illicit photo with furniture the complaint says matches posts on social media from the Fountain's home. In addition to being a township supervisor, Fountain also owns two daycares, Magnolia Enrichment Center in Skipack and Magnolia Children's Academy in Gilbertsville. Fountain is in custody in Montgomery County, awaiting extradition to Maryland.
New Jersey Democratic candidate for governor Mikey Sherrill says her social security number, address, and other personal information was released to someone working for her opponent Jack Cittarelli's campaign. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has more on this.
Sherrill's campaign says the Trump administration blatantly violated federal law by releasing unredacted military service records to an operative for Jack Cittarelli in a public records request from her time at the U.S. Naval Academy. Cittarelli's team says Sherrill has known about this leak for months and is only talking about it now to distract everyone from the fact that she was punished for her involvement in a 1994 Naval Academy test cheating scandal. Sherrill was denied the opportunity to walk at graduation, and she told CBS that was because she didn't tattle on her friends who did. Sherrill's team says Cittarelli's campaign is weaponizing this leak and they're exploring the appropriate legal actions. They say this disrespects the service of all veterans and jeopardizes the safety of their records. Cittarelli's team says this is the first time Sherrill has admitted to being punished for that scandal in all her years as a congresswoman, and they want to see proof that she wasn't actually caught cheating and called for her to release her military disciplinary records to be transparent.
Police in South Jersey are telling business owners to pay close attention to cash payments after counterfeit money was used to make purchases. KYW's Connor Barkon has more from Camden County.
The phony bills look and feel nearly identical to real U.S. cash, but Gloucester Township Police say instead of Federal Reserve note at the top, the fake money reads motion picture use. On the back of the phony bills, In God We Trust has been replaced with In Copy We Trust. Gloucester Township Police Lieutenant Paul Fisher says anyone can possess the bills without getting in trouble, but it's against the law to pass the phony money off as real currency.
It's not illegal to have it. It is prop money available online, easily available online. You could buy it and have it the same day.
Officials say they've seen fake money used at a restaurant and also have seen it during traffic stops. The bills will not pass a counterfeit pen or light test, and police are urging cashiers to check bills carefully. Anyone with information about who may be circulating the money is asked to contact Gloucester Township Police.
Roxboro High School this morning dedicated a garden in memory of Nicholas Elizalde, a freshman football player who was gunned down near the school 3 years ago. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
As Meredith Elizalde looked looked on, a plaque was unveiled at the place near Roxborough High where her son was shot and killed after a football scrimmage.
I laid right here with Nick, and I was so blessed to be able to hold him as he exited this world.
There was already a mural with his uniform number 62 on the side of the school building. Now, says Roxborough High Principal Kristen Williams Smalley, there's a garden.
We knew that this was a space that needed to be memorialized in a way to complement the mural with the colors and just life.
Assistant Principal Julian Saavedra says perennials were intentionally included.
The idea of death and rebirth is really prevalent. And with a perennial, they grow, they live out their life. They die, but then they come back again.
Elizalde said the space doesn't belong to the moment her son died. It belongs to the students who are still living in it.
Phil Abundance won big last night on Celebrity Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. The Office stars Kate Flannery, who's a Philly native, and Oscar Nunez, playing on behalf of the Philly nonprofit, teamed up and won a total of $1 million on the Celebrity Game Show. The organization announced on Facebook today that it will get $500,000 of that $1 million pot to further its mission of fighting hunger in the Philadelphia region. That's the All Local. I'm Nigel Thompson. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.